Tweeters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Expat Television. A recent announcement by the Chinese government to axe more than two-thirds of prime-time light entertainment shows and replace them with news broadcasts came as a shock to many and was met with concern about further cuts on the freedom of the Chinese people. This law, intended to curb excessive entertainment on television, is designed to reduce the number of scheduled entertainment programmes from 126 a week to just 38. However, after looking at Spanish television's uninspiring offerings for the current week, I began to wonder if this was actually quite an inspired move. The true value and quality of the UK's BBC is only really appreciated once you've left the country. Arguments about licence fees, the quality of programming and schedules disappear into insignificance once you've left the country, and you realise that you can no longer receive its offerings. Despite its faults, few will complain about the high quality of this national broadcaster's documentaries, news output and period dramas. It's one of those very British of institutions like the British Health Service, which has in many ways woven itself into the very fabric of what it is to be British. The BBC does not hold a monopoly on quality, of course, with ITV, Channel 4 and even Sky TV producing some excellent programmes. When I left the UK for Spain's Costa Blanca, I resolutely decided that I'd no longer care about what happened in Coronation Street or in EastEnders' Queen Vic pub. Indeed, I'd content myself with all things Spanish. Spend lazy evenings on the terrace, a glass of good wine in my hand, reading a good book, or maybe focus on those initial attempts to learn the language and maybe play the Spanish guitar. It was to be a whole new way of life and one where television would not play a part. How wrong I was. Within weeks of arriving at our new home, I was, along with all our neighbours, trying to find out the best ways of getting British television. We were surrounded by a motley collection of satellite dishes and a kind of baking tray contraption strapped to many rooftops, which is designed to receive micromesh retransmissions of UK television programmes. At this point, I'll deftly step aside from the legal issues and arguments surrounding such contraptions, as it can lead to some difficulties. All in all, the Costa Blanca had the problem sorted. One way or another, British TV was easily available and was satisfying the needs of a growing expat population who were desperate, indeed determined, to maintain links with home. Moving to the Canary Islands was a very different matter. No longer were micromesh installations available, and satellite reception required a massive dish to receive the questionable delights of Sky TV. Indeed, I had a neighbour who filled almost the entirety of his front garden with the largest satellite dish that I've ever seen for a home installation. I understand that both the European Space Agency and the island's airport are very interested in renting bandwidth. With the advent of internet television and the BBC's iPlayer, it is clear that British television is a must for most expats, and despite the best efforts of UK authorities to prevent receiving transmissions overseas, given a little time and effort, there are always ways around the problem. I'm often asked why there's such a demand for British television. Well, apart from the obvious answer of keeping in touch with our country of birth, and programmes in a language that we can easily understand, the reason is very simple. In the main, most television programmes that are Spanish are of very poor quality. With the exception of some very good news coverage, most schedules are filled with American movies, quiz and chat shows, as well as that beast to be avoided at all times, reality television. Period dramas, for instance, rarely feature in the schedules. So maybe China's decision to axe much of the content on its channels is desirable. Or is it yet another attempt by the state to control? Well, I guess the human rights people will be discussing this issue in the weeks to come. Meanwhile, I'm off to enjoy the next episode of EastEnders. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. and thank you for listening.